gosh, it's a Pikachu and he's eating an apple. Take a picture, take a picture, take a picture. We're gonna talk about Pokemon Snap tonight. Yay! I just got the new game for the Switch, but I never played the original Pokemon Snap, so I thought it would be fun to learn about original Pokemon Snap. So tonight we have Pokemon Snap Wikipedia page and also Pokemon Snap Bulbapedia page. So cozy up and wind down. Get a really soft blankie. Hug your big Jigglypuff plushie that you have, or any other Pokemon plushie, or pretend that there are Pokemon sleeping on your bed with you and it's really cute, but not a Wailord because he'll crush you. Something cute and small. Picture that, and let's learn about Pokemon Snap. Pokemon Snap is a 1999 first-person photography game. You thought I was gonna say shooter. Is a first-person photography game with rail shooter. Oh, there it is. Rail shooter-style gameplay mechanics developed by HAL Laboratory and published by Nintendo for the Nintendo 64. Shout out to HAL Laboratory for having their logo be a dog with eggs. I can't get over that. I know I mentioned it before. It was first released in Japan in March 1999, and was later released in June 1999 in North America, and in September 2000 for PAL regions. It is a spin-off game in the Pokemon series, being one of the first console-based games for it, and featuring many Pokemon rendered for the first time in real-time 3D. 3D. The game was released for the Wii's Virtual Console in December 2007 and Wii U's Virtual Console in 2016. Originally announced as a Nintendo 64 DD title, reppin' the Nintendo 64 DD! If you haven't, I mentioned it in the previous episode about the Satellaview, so that's kind of cool. So it was originally announced as a Nintendo 64 DD title. Development of Pokemon Snap was moved, however, to the Nintendo 64 due to the 64DD's delays. The gameplay is similar to other first-person games. Viewing from the perspective of the protagonist, Todd Snap. Todd Snap. Todd Snap. Come to our macaroni party and we'll Todd Snap. The objective of the game is to take pictures of Pokemon with your camera, using items such as apples and pester balls to achieve better shots. Oh, I haven't heard of pester balls, because in the new game there's just fluff berries or something. They look like apples, but they reiterate that they are soft and light and will not hurt the Pokemon when you throw it, so I appreciate that. And then there's like sparkle light berries that light things up, but I don't know what pester balls are, so I hope we can learn about that. After each round, players are judged based on the quality of their photos. The Virtual Console version features the ability to send pictures taken in the game to the Wii message board and send them to friends, whereas the Nintendo 64 cartridge could be taken to either Blockbuster or Lawson stores in North America and Japan to have pictures from the game printed on stickers. Why didn't we arrive at this future? I want to take my Nintendo 64 cartridge to Blockbuster or Lawson and get my Pokemon stickers printed. What are we doing? There's good things happening, just not that. I want to print Pokemon stickers at Blockbuster. Pokemon Snap's release was promoted heavily by Nintendo, including being featured in more than 86,000 hotels and a contest to send the winner to Australia. By the end of 1999, Pokemon Snap sold 1.5 million copies and was a strong rental title in 1999 after its release. It was met with a mostly positive reception by critics, described as addictive by IGN and Boys Life, and innovative by Electric Playground. It has also been compared to other video games with photography such as Africa, Dead Rising, and Beyond Good and Evil. It has also been used as a notable example of video games with photography. A sequel called New Pokemon Snap was announced in 2020 and was released for the Nintendo Switch on April 30th, 2021. For the overview on Wikipedia, there is a picture of the original Pokemon Snap cover and it says, "Catching Pokemon is a snap." And it has Electro, Diglett, Nidoran, Mankey. No. It has Electrobuzz, Bulbasaur, Charmander, Zubat, Doduo, Poliwhirl, I think. Pikachu, Voltorb, Pidgeotto, Meowth, Squirtle, Eevee. So yeah, the only ones I got kind of hung up on, I'm like, is that Voltorb or what is the other one? Wow, I'm sorry guys, I'm letting you down. And then the one is the Poli one that is a circle and has a little like pink thing that I thought was a nose for the longest amount of time, but that's actually its mouth. That's going on. And actually this cover is like kind of cool because the center is like a black hole that the Pokemon are being sucked into, but it's supposed to look like the button on a Pokeball, and then the cover is split into white and red, so it's like a Pokeball, and then the Pokemon are getting sucked into the Pokeball camera thing. Yeah! So the caption says, "North American Nintendo 64 cover art. Woo! Let's look at the Japanese cover art, because sometimes it's pretty different. Japanese cover art, Pokemon Snap original." No, it actually looks very similar. It's just, I think it's just the orientation of the Japanese Nintendo 64 box versus the American or North American Nintendo 64 box. Ours is horizontal and theirs is vertical, more like a VHS. But everyone's still there and it says Pokemon Snap, yeah, I can read katakana, yay. So yeah, here's a little read through of the overview stuff. Developer, HAL Laboratory, aka Dog with Eggs. Publisher, Nintendo. Directors, alright, three Japanese names, here we go guys. Yoichi Yamamoto, Koji Inokuchi, Akira Takeshima. Yay! Okay, here we go more. Producers, Satoru Iwata, Shigeru Miyamoto, Kenji Miki. Designer, Shigeso Kawase, Takeyuki Machida, Masanobu Yamamoto, Shizu Higashiyama. Composer, Ikuko Mimori. Series, Pokemon. Got it. Platform, Nintendo 64. Release dates, we already said those. Genre, first-person rail shooter photography game. Sun. Mode, only single player. No friends allowed. Friends cannot watch. It is just you, and you are taking pictures of Pokemon. That's it. Alright, thank you for joining me as I mispronounce Japanese names. So, for an overview of the Wikipedia page, Wikipedia wiki, the sections are synopsis and gameplay, development, release and promotion, reception, sequel, and that's it. So we're starting with synopsis and gameplay. Todd Snap, or in Japanese, Toru. Toru is how you say to take a picture, like the verb to take a picture. So the word for photo is shashin, and then to say to take a picture, you say shashin o toru. So his name is take a picture. I like Todd Snap though. Todd Snap forever. Todd Snap is a Pokemon photographer. Oh. Todd Snap, a Pokemon photographer, is summoned by Professor Oak to Pokemon Island, a place with a variety of climatic and geographic regions where Pokemon live relatively undisturbed by humans. Until now. Oak needs quality pictures to accompany his scientific findings and knows from past experience that Todd is the right person for the job. Using a motorized amphibious buggy named the Zero-One, Todd explores the island and takes photographs of the wild variety of Pokemon that inhabit its environments. From Professor Oak's research hub, the player can select between the game's levels and features using a menu system. The Zero-One follows a linear path through the level, similar to a rail shooter. Up to 60 pictures can be taken per visit. After completing a course, the player selects their best photos of each Pokemon to be rated by Professor Oak and added to the Pokemon report. Scoring takes into account various aspects of the picture, such as the Pokemon's size, its pose, and keeping the Pokemon in frame. Extra points are awarded for capturing a special pose or Pokemon, such as Surfing Pikachu, and if there are multiples of the same Pokemon within the frame. Scoring well in the Pokemon report and photographing a wide variety of Pokemon is required to make progress in the game. Players can also use an album mark to bookmark their favorite pictures. This adds the pictures to a personal in-game album to view at a later date or show to friends. Players start out with only a camera, but as they progress, Professor Oak will provide them with a number of special accessories used to obtain better photographs. The game features 7 levels: beach, tunnel, volcano, river, cave, valley, and the special course Rainbow Cloud. Ooh, that sounds so cute. I hope the new game has something like Rainbow Cloud. I don't even know what that is, but I want it. However, the staggered acquisition of accessories ensures that the player must re-explore the courses to discover new material. Levels must be replayed after acquiring new accessories in order to locate hidden Pokemon, alternate routes, or photographic opportunities that yield the best scores. The first accessory, apple-shaped Pokemon food, can be thrown to either stun or attract Pokemon. Another, Pester Balls, are able to knock out Pokemon or flush them out of hiding. The Pokeflute object is used in a variety of ways, such as awakening, irritating, or hatching Pokemon. It can also cause Pokemon to dance, and it can play 3 different songs, resulting in different dances from certain Pokemon. Additionally, players can obtain a dash engine for the Zero-One, allowing the vehicle to accelerate and move faster than normal. The game features 63 of the original 151 Pokemon. Wow, I thought it would have all of them. Although I wonder how many are in the new game. Obviously there wouldn't be all of the Pokemon in the new game, because that would take forever. But like, they only had 151 back then, you know, come on guys. Next section is development. Jack and the Beanstalk. Mysterious, let's learn more. Pokemon Snap was developed by HAL Laboratory with assistance from Pax Sofnica. It originally started out as a non-Pokemon game called Jack and the Beanstalk. Whoa! It was named after the English fairy tale of the same name. The game was intended for the 64DD, a peripheral for the Nintendo 64. The game was developed at HAL's office on the second floor of the Nintendo Kanda building in Sudacho, Tokyo, by a development team called Jack and Beans. This name can be seen in the intro video of Pokemon Snap, as well as in the credits. Jack and the Beanstalk was first revealed in February 1995, a year before the Japanese release of the Nintendo 64, but the game was not heard from again. No screenshots or videos have been publicly released of it, and little is known about what the game looked or played like. However, it is speculated that some gameplay elements ended up in Earthbound 64, which started development in 1994, but was cancelled in 2000. Benimaru Ito, one of the art designers of Earthbound 64, said in an interview that the game was to feature seeds. When planted, these seeds would grow in real time, utilizing the 64DD's internal clock. That's quite curious. I wish that there was art and stuff for Jack and the Beanstalk, because I want to know how it went from being a game about planting beans to taking photos of Pokemon. Like, that seems like quite the leap. I thought it was going to be like, you take pictures of fairy tale people, like, oh, there's Snow White, take her picture. Or something like something more related to photography and not planting beans. But I mean, I guess you could be in a cart and you could like throw beans out of the cart and then you'd like ride back through the course and your beans will have grown. If that's the case, I'm glad that game was not made. That sounds very strange. Conversion to Pokemon. On February 27th, 1996, Nintendo affiliate Game Freak released Pocket Monsters Red and Green, released in the West as Pokemon Red and Blue. The pair of games became a sleeper hit and were followed the same year by manga and a trading card game. On April 1st, 1997, an anime TV series debuted, turning the franchise into a national phenomenon that was later successfully exported to the rest of the world. The Birth of Pokemon. They released the games in 1996, and then a year later, they made the anime. They didn't waste no time. They were like, this is gonna be awesome. Who doesn't want to have cute, magical, mythical pets? After it became clear that the development of Jack and the Beanstalk wasn't going anywhere, the idea arose to turn it into a Pokemon spin-off. Satoru Iwata, one of the producers of the game, explained in a 2010 interview, originally Pokemon Snap for the Nintendo 64 system wasn't a Pokemon game, but rather a normal game in which you took photos. But the motivation for playing the game wasn't clear. We wondered what players would enjoy taking pictures of, and later on we made a somewhat focused switch to taking pictures of Pokemon. Oh, okay, so it was photography based. Cool. Masanobu Yamamoto, one of the character designers, initially had a negative reaction to the switch, since it meant that a lot of the work he had put into the project had to be scrapped. He eventually realized the change was for the better, though, saying, "That time, adopting the Pokemon world clarified what we should do and the direction we should head, and I came to like Pokemon, so I felt like that had saved us." In 1999, Mother slash Earthbound creator Shigesato Itoi posted a five-part article series about Jack and the Beanstalk on his site, 1101.com. The series includes interviews with various people involved with the game, including Satoru Iwata and Shigeru Miyamoto. Support for the 64DD dropped. After turning the project into a Pokemon game, the title initially continued to be developed with support for the 64DD, an accessory for the Nintendo 64 that used magnetic disc cartridges with a bigger storage capacity and which featured an internet modem and internal clock. The device made its first public appearance at Shōshinkai 6, 1996, but after numerous delays, it eventually received a limited Japan-only release on December 1st, 1999, with only a handful of games. Almost all of the games would have a 64DD version, including The Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time, Donkey Kong 64. Those were given a Nintendo 64 only release. In January 1999, the magazine Dengeki Nintendo 64 announced that Pokemon Snap was no longer appearing on the 64DD, but was instead being published only as a Nintendo 64 cartridge. 2 months later, the game saw its release in Japan. Release and promotion. Pokemon Snap was released on March 21st, 1999 in Japan, July 26th, 1999 in North America, and September 15th, 2000 in PAL regions. The game has had several promotions made by both Nintendo and Blockbuster, among others throughout the summer of 1999. Nintendo and Japanese convenience store Lawson formed a deal where people could bring their copies of Pokemon Snap and have pictures from the game printed in Japan. Nintendo and Blockbuster formed a similar deal where Blockbuster would exclusively print stickers from the players' copies of Pokemon Snap in the United States. They hosted a contest called Take Your Best Shot, where the player who produces the best picture from a Nintendo Snap would win a trip to Australia. Nintendo, partnering with LodgeNet, included Nintendo 64s with Pokemon Snap for more than 86,000 hotels, with the intent of capitalizing on the Pokemon franchise for the holiday travel season. Nintendo displayed Pokemon Snap at a Pokemon event called Pokemon League Summer Training Tour. The game's protagonist, Todd Snap, also briefly appeared in the Pokemon anime series shortly before the game's release. Oh, I like heard about that recently. I think, you know, so in Japan they're coming out with the anime and it's like in line with the timeline of when Pokemon Snap is going to come out. But in the US we're behind because we're still translating. We're still redubbing the anime. So what they did was they took the episode with Todd Snap and then I'm pretty sure they released it earlier so that it would line up with what was going on. I think. I'm not 100% sure, but I think so. On the Wikipedia page, there is a link to a YouTube video demonstrating a Pokemon Snap station from Blockbuster. I want to see. Wow, this video looks very technical, but if you want to check it out, it's on the wiki page, so follow your heart. Re-releases. In December 2007, Pokemon Snap was released for the Wii as a virtual console title. While the original release supported the ability to take the cartridge into Blockbuster or Lawson stores in the United States to have pictures taken or printed as stickers, the release replaced this with the ability to save photos to the Wii message board and share them with friends. On April 4th, 2016, Pokemon Snap was re-released in Japan for Wii U as a virtual console title. This version was released in Europe and Australia on August 18th, 2016, and North America on January 5th, 2007. Now we're into the reception section, and you know that it was good. Sales. Pokemon Snap was fourth on the chart for top-selling games in Japan for the week of its release, March 18th to March 24th. For the week ending May 21st, 1999 in Japan, it ranked fifth. In the United States, Pokemon Snap sold in excess of 151,000 copies in the first 3 days of its release. Since its release, it was the most rented game up to October 22, 1999. For the month of November, it was featured in the United States' top 10 list of best-selling video games. For the week ending November 27th, it ranked as the 10th best-selling video game, while it remained the most rented video game for the same week. By the end of 1999, Pokemon Snap was the 6th best-selling video game in the United States, having sold in excess of 1.5 million copies. IGN attributed the success with well-targeted promotions and the tie-in with Blockbuster. In the United Kingdom, it sold 6,500 units at launch, reaching number 9 in that week's charts, and replacing Perfect Dark as the top-selling game in the Nintendo 64 Top 10 chart. Critical reception. Pokemon Snap received positive reviews from the media, scoring 77 out of 100 on Metacritic. Pokemon Snap was included among a test of video games that are fun, safe, easy to play, and of value for children. Ars Technica editor Frank Caron commented that Pokemon Snap has become a fan favorite, while author Marina D'Amato called it famous. Author Amit Dhir called it one of the most popular video games of 1999, alongside Gran Turismo and Final Fantasy VII. Wow, what a high honor. Kotaku described it as a cash-in branded title. For its US release, IGN praised it as strange yet fun. Matt Casamassina of IGN called it an addictive, surprisingly fun game, noting, however, that Pokemaniacs are bound to be disappointed with the selection of pocket monsters in the game, roughly 62 out of a possible 151 in all. That's what I'm saying, Matt Casamassina. I want all the Pokemon. Who did they leave out? who was left to not be photographed? Who was too ugly to be photographed? That's the real question. Machop? Nah, you know Machop was in there flexing and stuff. Who was left out? GameSpot praised it as a refreshingly unique game. IGN editors Mark Bazan and Kasim Masina commented on Pokemon Snap's likelihood of becoming a virtual console title. The former called it a cult classic, as well as a fresh and entertaining little package. Kasim Masina, again, why am I reading this like a Japanese name? Kasim Masina. I don't know how to read it. I'm sorry, guys. Kasim Masina again criticized the lack of Pokemon and length. He noted that a virtual console re-release would be appropriate due to it being simple and quick. IGN also called it a wonderful game for kids of all ages, though again bemoaning its lack of length. Official Nintendo Magazine gave the game an 85%. Electronic Gaming Monthly gave the game an 83 out of 100. GamePro commented that while for Pokemon fans this is a wonderful game, others will not find it as fun. I don't know. I would still like to take pictures of, like, just cool creatures. To me, that sounds fun. I'm not sure. I like Pokemon, so I'm into it. Game Revolution called it an absolute must-have for Pokemon fans and kids in general. But for the rest of us, it's actually a decent diversion. Okay, yeah, I could see that. Electric Playground editor Victor Lucas called it innovative and worth taking a look at. Japanese gaming magazine Famitsu praised it for a sense of peace, as well as its reproduction of the feel of a safari or a theme park. That's my favorite review, because that's what I want when I play Pokemon Snap, which I've been playing before I go to bed, and I'm just like, I'm relaxed. But also, why can't I take a picture of this pincer that's jumping out of the ground? But no, it's actually very relaxing. Highly recommended it. The Detroit Free Press editor Mike Floyd commented that while it has a lot of initial flash, it lacks depth to make it a great title. Wired editor Susan Arendt commented that while Pokemon Snap was considered the number child of the Pokemon franchise by some, the people in her office loved it. The Denver Post editor David Thomas commented that the concept of Pokemon Snap should have never worked, but it turned out to be one of the most creative and entertaining games on the market. Whew, guys, there's a lot. People had a lot to say about Pokemon Snap, so join me for like 4 more paragraphs of people saying their reviews of Pokemon Snap. The Los Angeles Times editor Aaron Curtis commented that while he strongly disliked the Pokemon franchise, boo, Pokemon Snap was a great game. In the book Pikachu's Global Adventure, The Rise and Fall of Pokemon, Arthur Joseph J. Tobin called it innovative. Everyone's calling it innovative. I need a better word. Come on, guys. The magazine Boys Life called it addictive, praising the reactions of Pokemon as unique and always entertaining. Allgame editor Scott Allen Marriott commented that while the number of Pokemon was lacking, and there were a small number of courses, the game has a substantial amount of replay value. Game Informer commented that Pokemon Snap was just as much fun as the main entries in the series. Blockbuster nominated it for the best Nintendo 64 game in its Blockbuster Awards. Pokemon Snap has been used to describe several other video games, as well as used to make an example of photography and aiming in video games. The Washington Post editor John Gaudiosi called the adult video game Panty Raider a Victoria's Secret meets Pokemon Snap. Never heard of that one. Game InfoWire called Beyond Good and Evil an odd mixture of Ratchet and Clank, Jak 2, Metroid Prime, and Pokemon Snap. Wired compared Sea Life's safari premise to Pokemon Snap's. They also compared Pokemon Snap to African Safari. An application called Virtual Stakeout was compared by Kotaku to Pokemon Snap. The book patterns in game design used Pokemon Snap as an example of aim and shoot gameplay. Author Ralph Koster similarly used Pokemon Snap in order to describe video games with photography. Author Shanna Compton used Pokemon Snap as an example of a video game that required players to produce photographs for judges to determine their quality. Developer Wade Tinney attributed the inspiration for the game design of Snapshot Adventures, Secret of Bird Island, to both Pokemon Snap and the video game Spore. The PlayStation 3 video game Africa was said by both Yugo Networks and Shaq News to be Pokemon Snap-like. Dead Rising's photography mechanic was also likened to Pokemon Snap by Kotaku. The Virtual Console re-release was met with generally mixed reception. Nintendo Life editor Marcel van Duin praised it as a fun and relaxing break from other Pokemon titles, but criticized it as super short. RPG Gamer editor Anna Marie Neuenfeld criticized it for having zero playability, and if nothing else, a good waste of an afternoon or evening on the Wii. to waste an afternoon or evening on the Wii. That was me playing Cooking Mama. IGN editor Lucas M. Thomas called the photo sharing feature a positive of its release while criticizing its limited selection of Pokemon, similar to the review of Nintendo 64's version from IGN. He added that a sequel, updated to include Wii controls and Pokemon from recent generations, would be welcome. IGN included Pokemon Snap in its wishlist of Nintendo 3DS remakes, commenting that it could take advantage of the 3DS's ability to produce stereoscopic 3D photos, and it would be fun. IGN also included Pokemon Snap in their retrospective of the Pokemon video game series, praising it as fun and innovative. Innovative, guys. That's the summary of this whole Wikipedia page. Pokemon Snap is innovative. IGN praised it for its visual prowess, citing how it allows players in the United States to see Pokemon in three dimensions. Okay, players in the United States. Why only in the United States? In their Pokemon Snap retrospective, Game Set Watch editor Danny Cohen commented that it was a turnoff for fans, calling how overlooked it was tragic. Restronauts speculated that the popularity of Pokemon Snap was due to it being released at the height of Pokemon fandom. However, one of the commentators on the podcast, Justin Haywald, found this odd, calling it horrible. The podcast discussed briefly the prospects of a Pokemon Snap sequel, feeling that the Nintendo 3DS gyroscope and augmented reality cards could be used, citing Steel Diver for its use of the former feature. Retronauts member Jeremy Parrish commented that if they didn't make much of a sequel, it's because they are stupid and don't like money. IGN commented that a Pokemon game better than Black and White was Pokemon Snap, stating that it hadn't become stale, it has better Pokemon, and it made the Pokemon world feel real. They commented that none of the past Pokemon games have managed to make the little critters seem as alive as Pokemon Snap did, and praised the 3D modeling, calling it glorious. 1UP.com used Pokemon Snap as an example of a game that would use the Wii U's controller gyroscope to look around, calling it the coolest version of Pokemon Snap ever. Game Freak director Junichi Masuda has stated multiple times that he would love to see a sequel, and that they wouldn't stop Nintendo from making it happen. Yay! And it happened, guys! It's here! And it's awesome, and the timing is great because the Switch is great. Let's hop on over to the Pokemon Snap Bulbapedia article, which is very short, and it also has a list of the Pokemon that are in the game, so we can take a quick look at that. Whew! Alright. That was a lot of names. They included so many names in the Wikipedia article. It was like, Jeff Jominson said this, and Quincy Quammen, and like, all these crazy names that I wasn't sure how to pronounce. But I did my best. So, Pokemon Snap is a spin-off Pokemon game for Nintendo 64. It was released in Japan on March 21st, 1999, etc. This is all pretty similar, but here's a blurb. I think maybe this was like on the back of the box or something. Professor Oak needs your help. Professor Oak has asked you to capture the wild Pokemon of Pokemon Island on film. Tour the island in your 01 vehicle and snap pictures of Pokemon in their natural habitat. Wild Pokemon are often camera shy, so you have to use special items to bring them out in the open. Only the best shots will do for Professor's Pokemon report, so sharpen your photography skills and get ready to snap! The first ever Nintendo 64 game to feature the world-famous Pokemon, fully rendered in 3D. Explore the many environments of Pokemon Island, like the sunny beach, the mysterious caves, and even a red-hot volcano. Many different types of Pokemon inhabit the island. See how many you can catch on film. Print your photos as stickers at Pokemon Snap Stations. Visit Pokemon.com or call 1-800-859-4521 for all the details and to find the nearest Pokemon Snap Station near you. Aww. All right, here's all the Pokemon in the game. Bulbasaur, Charmander, Charmeleon. Just Bulbasaur. Charizard, Squirtle. Metapod, Butterfree, Kakuna, Pidgey, Pikachu, Sandshrew, Sandslash, Vulpix, Jigglypuff, Zubat, Vileplume, Diglett, Dugtrio, Meowth, Psyduck, Mankey, Growlithe, Arcanine, Poliwag, Weepinbell, Victreebel, Geodude, Graveler, Rapidash, Slowpoke, Slowbro, Magnemite, Magneton, Doduo, Grimer, Muk, Shellder, Cloyster, Haunter, Electro, Coffin, Chansey, Kangaskhan, Goldeen, Staryu, Starmie, Scyther, the Sky Dragon. He's here. No, Scyther. Jinx, Electabuzz, Magmar, Magikarp, Gyarados, Lapras, Ditto, Eevee, Porygon, Snorlax, Articuno, Zapdos, Moltres, Dratini, Dragonite, Mew. Dratini, Dragonite, meh, meh. Oh wow, so Flexi Man, he's not in here. I can't think of his name right now. Who are you? Machoke. He's not here. Poor Machoke. He'd be great for Pokemon Snap because he'd be like, ooh. Look at my muscles. So, all right, that kind of makes sense. I'm surprised they didn't have like all of the starters though. It's just Bulbasaur and Squirtle, and then none of those evolutions. But then Charmander has Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard. So, let that sink in. Who was the most popular starter? Okay, here's a section about the sticker stations. And then I'll read the trivia section. For a period of time after Snap's launch, Pokemon Snap sticker stations were available at Blockbuster, which would print out stickers of pictures that were taken in the game for $3 by loading credits on one of the five cards that features Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle, Pikachu, or Jigglypuff. There was also a mode in Pokemon Stadium, which would take and save pictures of Pokemon, and you could print them out at the stations. Special overlays were made to promote Pokemon Stadium, so there exist two variations of the station. Internally, it's just a Nintendo 64 with a printer that connects to a P4 port, a special version of the cartridge for the printing tasks, and a special cartridge adapter to switch between Pokemon Snap Station and Pokemon Snap or Pokemon Stadium. There's a picture of it, and it just says Pokemon Snap Station. Print your photos on stickers here. It has Meowth and Squirtle on the side, and then Pikachu on the front. And there's a yellow N64 controller sticking out, and a CRT monitor in it. It's quite interesting. I don't remember seeing this at Blockbuster, and I feel like I would have remembered it. All right, trivia. This is the only game to show Slowpoke's evolution happening true to the Pokédex. Using Pokemon food, Slowpoke can be lured to the river, where it will dip its tail in the water. When Shellder chomps down on Slowpoke's tail, Slowpoke will evolve into Slowbro. That sounds really cool. I want to see that. Although the game features voice acting from the TV series, certain Pokemon that were given new voices for the dub still have their original Japanese voice acting in the game. These include Metapod, Diglett, Dugtrio, Magnemite, Magneton, Geodude, Graveler, Psyduck, and Porygon. According to the former Nintendo president, Satoru Iwata, Pokemon Snap was originally a normal game in which you took photos, but the motivation for playing the game wasn't clear. This was the first Pokemon game released for the Virtual Console service, as well as the only Pokemon game from the Nintendo 64 to be released for the Wii U's Virtual Console service. Ekans is present during the footage of the game, despite the fact that he is not available in the final version. A song called Fantastic Horror was cut from the game. The song was meant for a ghost-type level, but as there were only three ghost-type Pokemon in Generation 1, the song ended up being unused. Additionally, there was a boss song exclusive to the level that also did not end up being used in the final game. So that's everything for Pokemon Snap. I hope you're asleep by now, and I hope that you're a Pikachu, or whichever Pokemon you have chosen to imagine in your bed tonight. Don't get weird on me. These are cute little Pokemon that you're hugging, not like Gardevoir or something, or Lopunny, whatever. You have a little Eevee that's sleeping, and you can dream about what your Eevee can turn into. And then when you wake up in the morning, you can take a picture of you and your new Eeveelution. Have you played Pokemon Snap? Have you played the old one or the new one? I really like the new one, and I've been enjoying playing it before going to bed. So if you're listening to this to fall asleep, maybe Pokemon Snap would be fun too. But I also understand if you don't want to look at a screen or like have your mind be active at night. So I totally get both sides of that. But anyways, cozy up with your Eevee. Have dreams about finding magical Pokemon, hiding, eating little apples, wandering around forests and beautiful sunny beaches, traveling through the rainbow cloud level of Pokemon Snap. Thanks for listening. This is the Wind Down Wiki podcast. I hope you have sweet dreams.